Hey, Nick, pause your music.
Yeah, shut up, Nick. All right, this is No Boundaries. Sorry for that interruption with Nick, because, you know. What?
Just kidding.
What?
Just kidding.
God, such a... I can't even say that on air.
Can't say that on air, dude.
What do you... What? We're gonna start already?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the finger right off the bat.
Huh. He's not giving the finger. That's a lie.
He's fake news.
Fake news.
He is. Well,
all right, Nick, since you have the computer, I guess you're in charge.
See, that's what it should have been like since we started this show.
Nick, no. Jonah, and Sam here. We have a special guest here.
Miller.
Today. Hey, guys.
Miller.
Hey. Welcoming Miller.
We have Jed in the corner who's not talking.
We have Jed here, too, just in case we need
him. He's in the studio.
Jed, why did you wave? No one can see you. This is radio.
Yeah, Jed.
Nah, it's
Miller. Miller.
Jed,
thanks
put your clothes back on.
Miller, thanks for joining us, man. It's
really
nice
to have
you. Yeah,
we're doing something different than Howard Stern. We're having guys take off their clothes, not girls.
Yeah, that's I don't know how we feel about that. First things first, the best MTV shows of the mid-2000s.
Well.
Brett Michaels' House of Love.
Nope.
That show was so funny.
Nope.
What a show.
I don't think there are good MTV shows in the mid 2000s.
No, there weren't. But Flava Flav, whatever show he was on.
Oh, yeah, that one. That was great. Why didn't that win any Emmys?
Rock of
Flavor
Love.
Flav is the greatest.
That Bret Michaels show only had one season.
Oh, did it?
That's a shame. That is a shame.
But that was so well received.
It was a good show.
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Do we count Jersey Shore as mid 2000s?
Yeah, I would say.
I love Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore is so funny.
I'm really invested in the plot of that show.
I hate all of these shows you guys are mentioning.
What about Pimp My Ride? That was MTV, wasn't
it?
Okay,
I can get down with that.
I never watched
Pimp My Ride. I did like Pimp My Ride. Yeah, with Exhibit and stuff.
And MTV Cribs.
I never watched
that. No, Pimp My Ride was
They just like followed celebrities around like, hey, this is my house. And they're like, oh, cool.
Did you guys ever watch Trick My Truck on CMT?
No.
What?
That's not it.
Just Trick My Truck?
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's Pimp My Ride, except with semi trucks.
Well, I could tell that. It was on CMT, country music. Yeah. I would assume it would be trucks.
No, but it's not with like pickup trucks. It's with literally semi trucks. It's awesome. They pimp out semi trucks for workers.
They just make it look like Optimus Prime.
Yeah, like stuff like that. They look radical.
I love the Daniel Tosh.
Radical, bro.
They made fun of Pimp My Ride and was the guy with the woo-woo whistle on his car. That was funny.
That's funny.
They gave him cable in his...
It's time to pimp my ride. That's how the song went.
Thank you.
For those of you youngins.
The youngins here. It was only on for 3 years.
Pimp My Ride was?
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought it was on for a long time.
I remember there was this one Volkswagen thing that got the Pimp My Ride treatment.
It was like... Bus.
No, it was the thing. It was the little, tiny Volkswagen.
It's an ugly looking car.
Terrible. Okay. But they painted it like purple and green.
I'd say
like,
the Nick Hedrick.
And they
cars.
Had like scratches on the side of it. And in the scratches, you could see like cheetah print. It was dope, dude. It was
Volkswagen, the thing, is
a pimp
Nick,
ride.
The Nick Hedrick of cars. Because it's really ugly.
Oh, come on, man.
It's too early for that. I disagree.
All right. All right. So,
all right,
on the subject of MTV shows, we have a
treat.
we have
an exclusive.
We have a treat for you today.
Many of you are aware of Nick Cannon, the host of Wild and Out, the best MTV show of all time.
It's basically black. Whose line is it, anyways?
Okay.
I don't know.
Not sure about that. It's a really entertaining show.
I mean,
like,
what about Wayne?
It's actually
Wayne
a really
Brady.
Good show.
What?
Never seen it.
Whose line?
What? Wayne Brady's on.
Yeah,
that.
Wayne
yeah,
Brady's
I know
on.
That.
That was a dumb analogy.
Ghetto, whose line
it's,
is it anyway?
But it's really not that ghetto.
It's
like,
not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
The audience in Wild N' Out is like...
Mostly white.
All white. All white and Asian.
It's a good show. So. It's like a really amusing show.
I love that show. I think it's so funny.
But anyway, we have Nick Cannon's
phone number. And we're going to call him today. And from every now forth until he answers. You guys are in for a real treat.
Here we go.
Okay.
Nick Cannon.
Here it comes.
We have no script ready if he answers.
That's funny.
I do. I'd be like, why did Mariah leave you?
No, don't say that.
You don't want him to swear.
He's not going to answer, first of all, so it doesn't matter. But.
Actually, Okay. Start that over because I had it on speaker.
Wait.
Had it on speaker and it was playing through. But it wasn't going through the mic.
Doesn't.
There we go.
But he didn't pick up anyways.
We could hear it at the end.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, we could hear it at the end.
You could hear it ringing at the end. You didn't need to start over. Now he just is going to block the number.
No, he's not. Who knows if he's going to answer?
He's going to block the number eventually.
I don't think so.
Probably doesn't even have the phone anymore.
He just shouts in the air. He shouts, "Wow!" And then somebody else shouts it back.
Yo, what up? It's Nick. It's my
phone. I gotta leave him a message.
If you got good news, leave it after the beep. If you got bad news, leave it before the beep. And you know, if you say something real interesting, I might even put it on my podcast.
So I can respect that. Yo, my man Nick, I got some good news for you, dude. I'm having a little podcast right here with my boys. And, yeah, we were wondering if you could, maybe come on sometime. That'd be pretty dope. It's on the RMU radio. You guys have anything to say? It's called No Boundaries.
I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Yeah, we're all big fans.
Big fan of Wildin' Out.
It's my favorite show.
We appreciate your answering machine.
We appreciate your answering machine. Thank you.
How sweet.
Thank you for putting your number on Twitter. It was really nice.
Thanks for tweeting your number out.
That was Nick Cannon.
Bye, Nick.
Kind of. That was Jonah talking when the voice message started.
So all right, piss off.
Oh, come on. We're all friends here.
That brings us to the next topic of Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
That's a good transition. It might have been one of the best ones.
That guy who, the white guy, when they were talking about school shooters, he's like, "I may look like a school shooter who'd shoot up the place, but the only shot I'm going to take is all over your face."
That guy was awesome. He was so self-aware.
He embraces that he's not good at it.
But he is good.
He's
like,
good, but he's like funny.
He has no flow, and he embraces that.
He embraces
but, like,
the meme.
His verses are actually like funny.
He's like, I'm white, and I'm going to use this to my advantage to make everybody else mad. That's like... Yeah,
I've got the one thing that they don't have.
Yeah,
white privilege. Yeah. White.
I got the one.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Seriously,
we're gonna get kicked off.
No, we're not.
Shut up, Nick.
Come on, where's that pessimism coming from?
But, how good of a show is Wildin' Out?
Well,
it's one of the best.
Miller disagrees.
Miller disagrees.
I don't think it's the best, but like I think it's pretty fun to watch.
It's one of the best. I mean,
it's fun. It's like one of those. It's a guilty pleasure show.
I don't think it's guilty pleasure.
I think it is.
I think it's a great show.
I feel like if someone walked in on me watching that while I was alone, I'd be more embarrassed than if they walked in on me doing something else alone.
Okay.
What if
that's a bit far? I feel like Wildin' Out shouldn't be compared to that.
Okay. If you walked into a job interview and the guy who was giving you the interview knew that you watched Fargo.
Okay.
Do you think you'd be like, "Oh, this guy's weird because he watched Fargo"? No, he'd probably be like, "Oh, that's a good show."
No, Fargo.
But like if he knew you watched Wildin' Out, like
he'd say this guy's fun.
I don't think he'd say that.
I don't know. I think he'd be like,
"I want him in my workplace."
Probably have the pros and cons list.
Yeah.
Pros, watches.
I think the best episode's the Black China guest appearance one. Where she never rapped, and then they had it where they had to rap on the mechanical bull, and she was on it for like 3 seconds, and everyone gave her a standing ovation for staying on it for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
Why is she famous?
I don't know.
Why is Lil Yachty famous?
Lil Yachty famous?
Because Lil Yachty is terrible.
Oh,
he is.
You don't know, man.
Yeah, I do.
You don't know, man.
Just don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't like his voice.
Lil Yachty.
I don't like his voice or his lyrics or anything. His beats. I just
think he's funny on the Sprite commercial. That's about it.
I thought it was a joke. When I first heard Minnesota, I thought it was a joke. I was like, haha, this is so funny.
It is a pretty bad song.
The
but
best
it's
rapper
catchy.
Commercial is Chance's Kit
Chance's
Kat
Kit
one.
Kat.
Yeah.
Like the Kit Kat one. Kit Kats are great. Chance is great. It's a good time Perfect. For all.
What about the Sprite one with Drake? When he's probably like,
oh, yeah.
Like 8 years old.
Oh, yeah. It's like the one where he's singing, "And never mean nothing at all."
No, not that one. It was like, he's like, "Yo, can we roll again?" He was in the recording booth.
Oh, yeah,
booth.
He takes a sip of Sprite.
He takes a sip of Sprite, and his, like, body explodes. Right. And, yeah. Like, last name ever. First name greatest. Like a sprained ankle, boy. Ain't nothing to play with.
That's not even.
Yeah.
They said the real one would get copyrighted.
It was already the whitest thing ever, and then you messed up the verse.
All right. I don't listen to Drake.
All right, so Black China. Back to this.
Who is Black China?
She's the one that had Rob Kardashian's child and then just kind
of
left.
And he, like, paid for a bunch of her plastic surgery, and then she left him.
Oh, okay.
She was that girl.
Do what they do.
So she got that child support money.
Probably. I don't know what Rob Kardashian's really doing anymore these days.
Probably loaded still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think...
The Kardashian.
I don't think he cares.
Like, I don't know if he does either.
Well,
I don't know if I would have married. Because if I had the lifestyle that I knew Rob Kardashian to have, I would just...
the rich and the famous?
I'd just be like, I'm just going to sit... in my room and just make more money for doing nothing.
Yeah, the whole Kardashian family.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's funny because we're like talking about three of our topics today all at once. It's really nice that it's flowing.
Yeah, I like how it like transitions well into it instead of us just pausing.
Well, it doesn't transition well when you guys talk about how well it transitions.
Yeah. But I feel like it's just fitting that she... was with Rob because she's famous for nothing, and the Kardashians are famous for nothing. So
didn't Black China date Tyga or something?
I think he did. Or yeah, they dated.
Yeah, and then Tyga is dating.
He was dating.
Or
Kylie
was dating
Jenner, yes.
Kylie Jenner. Yeah.
Are they not anymore?
I guess not.
According to Nick, right now they're not dating.
Believe it or not, I don't.
I don't follow that family.
The No Boundaries Kardashian Insider. That's me. That's you. Anything you need to know, just find me. I got Hulu, and I found out Keeping Up with the Kardashians is on there, and I'm really excited about it.
Are you going to watch it?
Probably until Scott Disick is a regular.
I watched...
Scott Disick is my favorite person.
Are him and Courtney broken up?
Yeah. I think
whoever.
I don't know what happened.
Her name.
I think you just left her.
They broke up. And, like, he's a dick. He's, like, a sex addict.
No.
And he's a lord.
A lord?
Like, in England, he's, like, certified, like, as a lord.
Oh, like a
no way.
That's actually
cool.
Awesome.
He's
like, Lord Scott Disick, technically.
Does he have land in England, then?
No, he's just a lord. Like, when they went on vacation to England this one time, he's like, I'm going to try to become a lord. And they crowned him a lord.
That's like an
so he's Lord Scott Disick.
That's like an ordained minister. I did that. I'm certified. I can marry people.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Scott Disick becomes British royalty. Gets knighted in London.
Knighted.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's like when Elvis Presley became a narcotics officer. Because he like talked to Richard Nixon. He's like, I wanna, can I do this?
Yeah, he just wanted it for the badge.
Yeah. So he like it was basically
it for the badge.
It was a get away with anything badge.
Yeah, it was pretty much like Elvis, why did you have so much coke on you? And it's just like, oh, it was all confiscated because I work with the DEA,
Yeah. What a good guy.
He's making the world a better place. Hey, Mr. Nixon, I need one of those badges.
Ironically enough, that was the same presidency that brought us the war on drugs.
Sweet mama.
So
true.
What's your opinion on Elvis impersonators?
I think they're funny.
They are.
I saw one at Niagara Falls last year. It was quite amusing.
I think the fact that there is a demand for it enough for people to take it as a serious profession.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
There's a big market for that kind of thing.
Do you think like 50 years from now we'll have like Drake impersonators?
I hope to God we don't.
I hope we do.
Snoop Dogg's going to live forever.
We're just going to have everybody who smokes weed wants to be a Snoop Dogg impersonator.
So half of America?
Yeah. Half of them.
Even the white kids?
Yeah, pretty much all of them
and,
are going to be white.
When I saw the Elvis impersonator last year, he kept, like, pulling women up onto the stage. It was kind of creepy. Like, as if he was the real Elvis and all these women, like, wanted to be with him.
Even though, like, he's just an impersonator.
Even though he's like this out of shape impersonator, he kept like pulling women up on stage and like having them dance with him, and it was just really uncomfortable. It was an uncomfortable time.
I mean, Elvis wasn't in the greatest shape at the end.
At the end, but during his like actual runtime, he was.
Oh yeah, he was fit. Yeah. When he started doing coke and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the when he got the badge, pretty much is when it started. Yeah.
After the badge, things went south. Kind of like when Scott Disick became a lord and like Courtney left him. And,
they have a movie about that though.
It's like when you get Nixon. The title
about Elvis. To your
head. No, it's called When Elvis Met Nixon. Yeah. It came out like a year ago. It has
Oh yeah, that's right.
Did anyone see the pictures of whoever they're making that Queen movie and like how spot on the guy that's playing Freddie Mercury looks?
It's called Elvis and Nixon.
He looks just like him. I'll look that up. It's incredible.
Or you should look that up.
Adam Lambert's the new singer.
It's called Elvis and Nixon. Michael Shannon plays Elvis. I would love to see this. And Kevin Spacey plays Nixon.
That actually sounds awesome.
Johnny Knoxville's in this movie.
Oh nice. What is he? Get his career started.
He plays Sonny. He's on the top billed cast list, so that's pretty cool.
This is what he looks like. You can't see it, but that's spot pretty on. Accurate. That's spot on.
That's crazy.
His name is Rami Malek. If you want to look it up,
I'm gonna look him up.
The name sounds familiar. It's incredible.
Do you guys know about that Hendrix movie?
I don't know.
Do you know if that ever came out?
There was one on Netflix.
Andre 3000.
Yeah.
I think it did come out. I don't know if
I never saw it.
Did anyone see the Tupac movie? All Eyes on Me?
I did.
Was that good?
That wasn't bad. I liked it.
I wanted to see it.
I liked it. It wasn't as good as Straight Outta Compton, though. I like Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, Straight Outta Compton was great.
Yeah, that was really
good. You ever watch Mac and Devin Go to High School?
Yes.
That's a great movie.
That's an awful movie.
That's a great movie to watch when it's like 2 a.m. and you're like, well, we should probably watch something. And then you just throw it on and you start to laugh.
It's great background noise, and then you get the nice joke every once in a while.
I think when they smoke out of the girl's when she farts.
What?
You never saw that? Did you ever see Mac and Devin go to
high
school?
Yeah, I've seen it.
The part where the kid in the wheelchair like smokes out of the girl's butt. And, like.
What? Did you? I give a lot of credit to whoever covered up Wiz Khalifa's tattoos for that movie.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That, they like, used so
that
much makeup
artist. Like kudos to her or him or whoever it was, because that was.
They had to fix that halfway through though. He got tattoos like in the movie, just so they didn't have to spend so much money on makeup.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so Jimmy All Is By My Side came out in 2013.
Oh, was it any good?
Well, Metacritic gave it a 66, not really a Metacritic fan.
I don't know what Metacritic is.
Wait, but what did Rotten Tomatoes give it? Because they're not, you know, only looking for one specific type of movie to give good ratings.
Yeah, that movie. Like, psychologically, that movie did a number on Andre 3000.
Really?
Yeah, he lost, like, almost 100 pounds, and he was already, like, going through depression and everything. He, like over the course of filling out roles for that movie, he, like, lost custody of his children. Like, Andre 3000 is not in a great place right now, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Before that, he tried starting his own fashion line. It didn't really work out.
I would buy it. I would buy it.
I would not. Yeah, absolutely.
He's a fashionable guy. Yeah. How old is he? He's 42. He's only 42.
Yeah, he's only 42, so it'd be a shame.
I thought...
If he didn't get back.
I thought he was older than that.
No, he's young. But already, like, Big Boy says he'll never do anything with Andre again.
Big Boy.
Big Boy. Wow.
I'm glad I saw them in concert.
You lucky.
I did. That was a great time.
Is that your favorite concert you've ever been to?
No, but it was awesome.
Do you think that Outkast was more influential to hip-hop than any other, like, than the rap that's come out in the past, like, 5-10 years?
Yeah, absolutely. 5-10 years for sure.
Yeah.
Like
even Lil Yachty.
Even Lil Yachty.
Yeah, Lil.
I don't
Lil
know.
Lil Yachty. Believe it or not, I think I do believe that Outkast was.
We should see Lil Wayne at Stage 8.
I hate Lil Wayne so
Why
much.
Do you hate Lil Wayne?
I just hate his voice. I hate his music.
I
kind
of thought he like fell into obscurity, but. He's kind of been popping back
really
up on the radio.
Much. He's just been kind of like on the radar. As well.
I heard something on Twitter or whatever that he's like dead.
He's not.
Oh,
dead.
I saw that too. And I looked it up.
Lil Wayne's dead.
Hasn't
like,
he
oh.
had like a bunch of heart attacks or something?
Yeah,
probably.
He's had like two. All the lean.
Yeah.
Okay.
All that cough syrup he pounds every day.
Listen to "Mirror" by Lil Wayne and tell me that's not an absolute classic.
What song?
"Mirror."
Mirror. I can't remember.
the one with Bruno Mars. It's like a slower song. That's like,
oh, I remember that song.
Gets you in your bag.
No, the one song. The one song that really got me hype was "No Love" by Eminem.
That's the one with him
featuring
and Eminem.
Lil Wayne, yeah.
What about "Lollipop"? Look.
That's a terrible one.
Favorite song is by Kevin Rudolph and Lil Wayne. I can't even remember what the lyrics are of that song.
That's okay. You don't have to. You it's can okay. stop right now.
It's okay. Like, I know it's Kevin Rudolph.
They're probably the wrong that's lyrics fine. Anyway.
No,
didn't
not.
Know the
it's
ones
that
Drake
rock earlier, song
so.
All right, that
so anyways.
Lil Wayne
is that the We Made It one?
It was like, I'm alive. I don't know, something
whatever.
Like that.
Let's move on.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The
I got the fire.
Yes,
make
that
come.
Yeah, a lot. Yes, that song.
This is probably one of my favorite things we're ever going to discuss. Do your best Tim Allen impression.
Oh, man.
The great Home Improvement.
Improvement. Santa Claus.
This is so weird.
Santa Claus.
It's so funny.
What else did he do?
He was in
To Infinity.
Last Man Standing. Buzz
and Beyond.
Lightyear.
Yeah, he was in Toy Story.
Last
Why
Man
did
Stand?
We say Buzz Lightyear
was
so
he Buzz
late?
Lightyear?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He was in that show Last Man Standing.
I can see Home Improvement.
Yeah, I like that show.
Despite having good ratings, a lot of people thought it's because like he has conservative views, and you know, people aren't big fans of conservatives right now.
Whoa.
So some people think that's the
they're
sole
probably
reason
also
it got
not
canceled.
Huge fans of
Tim Allen right now, just
yeah.
because
I don't care what his political stance is. Tim Allen's one of the greatest.
I think he's so funny.
Yeah,
he's hilarious.
I really
Home Improvement's one of my favorite
stance.
Shows.
Like among actors, like
I can't do his grunt well,
I don't,
but
I don't care what you're. What your view on politics is, if you're
funny,
an
funny.
Actor, yeah.
I think like you can get along if you don't agree with someone's politics. Like you know, you can respect what
oh,
they believe
for
in.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I
don't even want to try. It's not gonna be good.
To infinity and beyond.
This show is taking.
That's
a
just
weird
me.
Turn,
that's just me saying to infinity and beyond. That's not even, whatever. Let's move on.
Let's
this
move
terrible,
on.
Well, that's a terrible subject.
It was stupid, but it's funny.
It's funny. They're like,
we should call Tim Allen.
I'll look
we
up
could,
his number.
I know someone who knows Tim Allen.
Ah, yes, you told us about this, but tell the people at home.
The
show's
well,
running short today.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to.
You don't want to release your plug's name.
Yeah,
so
man.
Tim Allen plug.
Exactly. I just know someone who, like, actually knows and occasionally hangs out with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen is a common name, so there's a lot of people actually named Tim Allen. That
Tim Allen, like,
yeah, I know.
Up.
I looked it up, and I was, yeah, there's so many people named Tim Allen.
It's not like it's an uncommon name.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not naming my kid Tim Allen. What's he been doing? Like, let's
now?
Figure this out. Yeah.
What's he doing now?
His last thing was Last Man Standing. I guess it just got canceled.
Yeah,
it just
I
got
liked
canceled.
It. I like that show.
It's a good show. It's a good family show. Just like
I mean,
Home Improvement.
He's got a. There's another Toy Story movie coming out, right?
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah.
Why they made 3 Toy Story movies and they didn't bother to make a second Incredibles?
I thought they are making a second.
They
yeah,
are
it's
making
coming
it,
out,
but it's
in like. 18.
Like, wow, it's just too late, you know?
Yeah.
Jay Leno was in Last Man Standing.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. There's an episode where Tim Allen's dressed like Donald Trump. That's got to be good. I want to watch that. I should watch this show.
What else is on the list, Nick?
All that's left is what makes you mad. Today, highlighting girls who spray tan and bleach their hair and people that eat french fries / other food off your plate without asking.
I can't stand people who do that.
I hate when people eat my food with just, like, my uncle does this. He just goes, oh, can I have a bite of your sandwich? I'm like, no, it's my food. He goes, well, I paid for it. I'm like, then don't buy me food.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
my food. If you wanted the damn sandwich, get it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hate that.
I really hate when a girl... eats one of your fries You say something about it, like, oh, yeah, no, go ahead, take my fries. And they're like, yeah, I'm gonna. It's like, just because you're a girl does not give you the excuse to
I think
eat
you're hot my fries. You eat my food.
Yeah, you're not that attractive. Don't flatter yourself here.
Say that to her at dinner. I'm gonna eat your fries.
Listen, all, honey, all right, you're, listen.
You're listen, not honey, attractive. I know we've been married for 3 years, but I've never thought you were that attractive. Don't take my fries ever.
You take my fries again,
or else I'm staying on.
Yeah, this is a line that you are not
sleeping with your sister if you take my fries again.
Whoa!
I saw the.
No boundaries.
What else we got?
That was it.
That was it.
All that's left is what makes you mad. The other topic was girls who spray tan and bleach their hair.
I don't like that. I think they look like Oompa Loompas.
Yeah. They do. Oompa Loompa. Yeah, they do. They look like...
I feel like all of the girls that I've known who bleach their hair are, like, losing a few IQ points. So I feel like some of that bleach is kind of...
Like, seeping into their
brain. Yeah, finding their brains into their...
That'd be interesting.
Would.
Those hoes.
Hey, now.
People that write first on like a YouTube video and they comment
when they're first.
Like,
there's a song.
Congrats, you have no life and you're commenting that you're just validating it.
This is when they're not actually first.
Good for you.
Good Mythical Morning made a song about that.
Good for you, man.
I think it's when people get over arguments in the comment section of thing. Like, sometimes I've seen like race stuff where like just an American and like an Arabic or like Middle Eastern person start getting to like a whole race thing, and then the one's gonna tell them they're gonna bomb him and then all that. I think it's so funny because like it's a YouTube video about like cats or something and you're arguing about bombing each other.
The worst now is people will just post their randomest things, just like because they introduce a like diamond like button if you get 100,000 likes or something. But it's just for that one comment, but people will just post stupid stuff just to try and get likes. It makes no sense.
What does the diamond like do?
Nothing. Oh. It just looks like a...
It just looks like a diamond?
Yeah, it just looks like a diamond skin on your like button. Yeah.
That's kind of stupid.
Yeah. not disagreeing with you there.
That's pretty stupid.
What do you guys think about YouTube? Just like as a platform. I mean, I'm assuming you guys know that it's been
it's great.
Adpocalypse.
It's great, but
I wish YouTube, if you're listening to a song and you're like closed out of it.
You can.
Yeah, you can. It's just,
you have to pay for it.
You have to pay for that?
You have to pay to do it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Of course.
Pay to do what?
Like when you close the YouTube app and the music still plays.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you had to pay for that.
That's part of YouTube Red, which is a horrible name.
RedTube.
That's exactly why. It's a terrible name.
Oh, boy.
RedTube.
No boundaries.
The worst name for your paid YouTube app.
Yeah. Red. YouTube Red.
I don't know who greenlighted that, or red-lighted that, if you will. I apologize deeply.
I looked up.
It's okay. It's no boundaries.
Someone in like middle school told me there were different like tubes, like there was YouTube, Bluetooth, stuff like that, and like I was like, I was in school, and I was like, ha, like what's RedTube? Because we were going through all the colors, and that was my first color, and I was like, oh, it's considered pornographic. Oh, wow! And then I went home and I on a browser that wasn't secured. It was a fun time.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Well. You kind of opened up there.
You just really opened up about your life.
Hey, man, yeah. No boundaries, right?
I guess not.
No boundaries at all.
Oh my god, that's the name of the show.
Oh my god,
name the show. That.
That's crazy.
Oh my god.
That was it.
Let's keep rolling.
Let's keep rolling, man. Don't just cut it.
I'm just saying that's all we had. What else do we have here?
It's only been a half an hour.
Yeah, that's how long the show's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, I like talking about stupid stuff more.
What were we talking about right before we went on air?
I think we were just swearing a bunch so we could get it out of our system.
I agree. But no, we were talking about something good, and I said, boy, this would be kind of entertaining if people heard it.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what it was.
Oh, well. Great. Must not have been that.
That's awesome.
Must not have been that.
You and too. You and Jonah were singing.
That's true. Yeah, we sang.
We don't need to do that again.
Wake me up.
No, don't do that, please.
We were like rehearsing, singing Wonderwall and that other song that I don't know the name of.
We're gonna make a Wonderwall cover band.
A Wonderwall cover band.
Wonderwall cover band. It's the one song.
We just cover it multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oasis.
Overrated karaoke songs.
Oh my god.
Don't Stop Believin'.
What? You have a vendetta against that song.
I like it, but like
Hotel California by
No,
Eagles.
Hotel California is a great
no.
song.
What? No, I
Sing
don't,
to me.
Don't think
sing
so.
To
no,
me.
No,
you don't
no,
like
no,
Hotel?
No.
Sing
no.
to me a verse of Hotel California.
Just stop.
Oh, well, I got
Or
think.
Say it. Say a verse of Hotel California.
Or say it.
Just
yeah.
prove to me that you remember one of the verses that
I do remember. I just got to think.
I don't think it's close. It's also overplayed too.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that good of a song.
Honestly. I think it's a great song.
I think that the problem is it's not that it's overplayed, it's that it's played. Just like
are you dissing the song? Just like in
the
general?
Eagles were
the
a
song,
great band.
Name a song other than California.
Ooh, yeah.
California. Other than Take It Easy.
Okay.
That, take It to the great. Limit.
Name a song that doesn't have Take It in the title that
just
is not
piss off, Nick. One of These Nights, Desperado.
All right, that's kind of fair.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
they have a bunch of songs.
That's a couple songs.
The last two songs were songs that I can't remember.
I'm saying all I'm saying is when was the last time the Eagles hit like a top 10 chart?
Because Glenn Frey's dead.
They're all dead or older.
Listen,
Joe Walsh is all
I don't mean
out.
I mean
they're like 85
during their time. How many times?
They had a hit in the 90s. That's when they got back together.
A hit.
The band is back together.
I'm sorry, they broke up in the 70s.
All right, let's just get off this topic. It seems to be
pissed off
here.
The Eagles are great.
Yeah, you're our guest, and you're going to be talking crap, Miller?
I'm sorry. I just...
Do you have any other bands that you think are dumb but are actually great?
No, but I know bands that are great that are underappreciated.
Such as?
Such as the Gorillaz.
I don't mind. Yeah, I like the Gorillaz.
Yeah, that's fair.
Gorillaz are not appreciated enough as they should be. Reason one being, it's actually just two people. It's Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett.
The Eagles had four number ones.
Everybody else they bring on by an album. Four number ones.
Yeah, Heartache Tonight, Hotel California, New Kid in Town, and One of These Nights. Actually, five. Best of My Love was too. And they had several more.
Yeah.
That charted.
Have a bunch of songs.
Several more. Life in the Fast Lane.
So you know, lots of bands have a bunch of songs.
Yeah, I know that, but the Eagles had a bunch of great songs.
To put this into perspective.
A bunch of popular songs.
Creed.
I like Creed.
To put this into perspective, how many number ones did Creed have? Oh, only one.
Yeah, wasn't it?
We're all right over.
I'm 6 feet from the edge.
One Last Breath was number six.
Oh my gosh.
Higher was seven, and My Sacrifice was four.
Can you hear me?
What was
That was one of the worst guitar riffs of all time.
Yeah.
There was a song recently that like hit number one, and then it like hit it for a while, and then it kind of like backed off, and then it hit it again. I can't remember what it was.
I mean, I know that was a Beatles song.
Humble.
When
Humble was Humble.
That was a chart topper.
Well, I know that happened with the Beatles.
I said top charter.
Shake It. No.
I said top charter. I was like, that's a that
Nickelback
a top
only
charter.
Had one number one song.
Oh, man.
Was it Rockstar?
What a surprise.
No, it's How You Remind Me.
Oh, that, okay, I like that
Photograph
song.
Only reached number two. That's
Rockstar
awful.
Was only number six.
That's awful. And Rockstar Nickelback only made it to six.
I like How You Remind Me. How You Remind Me is not that bad.
No, that's a good song.
Do not search Avril Lavigne, please.
I love Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, but
Avril Lavigne is skater dead. Boy.
Avril Lavigne.
She died in 2003. Oh,
nah, I made that joke last episode. I can't do that again.
What joke?
All my friends are
Ow.
Avril Lavigne had a
one
number one
song.
Was girlfriend.
It was girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense.
Scare Boy only
before she died or
10,
after she died?
And that's just really frustrating.
That was, I think that was like during the time she died.
Complicated about, only hit number two, which is a travesty.
Can you look up Kendrick Lamar chart
Probably.
I think I read the Rolling Stone article. I think Humble went to number one, in, I think.
I love Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, I've been listening to Kendrick Lamar since, like, middle school.
Since he knew how to find music on the internet. Humble hit number
Humble
one.
Humble did hit number one.
DNA was four. Element was 16. And Loyalty was 14. Swimming Pools was 17.
How? Which one was...
That's not off the new album. Do you have anyone else you want to look up?
Lil Yachty.
American Idol. American Idol. American Idol suicide rates.
What?
How many people have killed themselves after getting bashed by Simon Cowell from the auditions?
I don't know. I mean, there might be some correlation.
I think there was one. But there's one case.
I think there was.
It's so sad. Simon Cowell being a jerk.
Who do you think's a bigger jerk, Simon Cowell or Gordon Ramsay?
I feel like
Gordon Ramsay's funny about it.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay, he just swears a lot.
I think Simon Cowell is. Yeah, but I like, so. I think they're both fine people.
Lil Yachty's highest charting song was 49th,
and it is One Night, which is not his best.
What about Lil Uzi?
It's probably EXO tour.
Lil Uzi's probably less people know Lil Uzi than they know Lil Yachty.
Like, if somebody's a bad cook, Gordon Ramsay yells at them to motivate them to be better.
That's true.
But if someone's a bad singer...
I'd definitely say Gordon Ramsay's more, like, constructive criticism. Whereas Simon's just like, get
you
out.
You muppet!
Yeah. you lost your chance.
What was that show we were watching?
Simon Cowell, I think, he encourages people to stop singing.
Gordon Ramsay like encourages people to get better.
Yeah,
in a very odd way, very tough love way.
Reminds me of my dad. Gordon Ramsay, like him swearing all the time at me. Yeah, it reminds me of my dad.
Oh, that's sweet.
No, my dad's like the '70s dad, like Red Foreman, like I'm gonna put you through a wall, but with other words in front of that.
What a nice guy.
If he's mad,
I will say. That's interesting. Make another comparison. Who do you like better, Gordon Ramsay or Guy Fieri?
Guy Fieri, all the way. I want to take you to Flavortown.
He's rolling out.
Guy Fieri's hilarious.
That guy is something else. I love Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives, though. That show.
Okay, Guy's Grocery Games is the best Food Network show. I'm going to say it.
No, it's not.
It's a great show, okay?
Good Eats.
Don't even.
I've never seen
Good What about Eats. Unwrapped?
Unwrapped is good, too.
Unwrapped with Mark Summers. That's a phenomenal show.
Unwrapped is good, too. I kind of want to watch Unwrapped.
Who's that chick on the Food Network, that kind of, like, bigger redhead southern woman? She's really...
Oh, Giada.
Giada?
No.
No,
that she's the Italian one.
She's the Italian one. She's kind of hot. I like her.
She's the best-looking one.
Yeah, she is. I'm talking about, like, the fat, like, southern wife one.
Paula Deen?
No, not Paula Deen. She's redhead. This chick's redhead. Okay.
I don't know.
I hate her. My mom watches her, and she's so annoying.
What about Ina Gardner or whatever her name is?
What?
The Barefoot Contessa. You ever watched Barefoot Contessa on Food Network?
No.
Can't say I have.
Really?
I mean,
she cooks amazing food for her husband that comes home on the weekends. She hangs out with her and her gay friends on the weekdays. And then on the weekends, her husband comes over. I think his name's like Jerry or something.
That's something.
Yeah.
Jerry. Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah. We were all talking about what Rick and Morty characters would be.
That's right.
Apparently, I'm Jerry.
Yeah. Nick's Morty.
I don't get that.
Sam's
I'm not
Rick.
Upset about it, but.
I'm Rick.
I'd say that Jonah's probably Summer.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll give you that.
Nick's just over here laughing at the reverse gif of Guy Fieri eating a noodle.
Watch this.
If you haven't seen it yet, I admit it's very funny.
Wow. Okay, for those of you...
For our listeners.
For everybody else who isn't in this room, Go look, pull out your phone or your laptop or your desktop. Just
search Guy look Fieri. Up Guy Fieri eating in reverse GIF, and it'll change your life.
Noodle GIF or whatever.
I almost pissed myself.
It's the funniest thing I've seen in a very long time.
All of his GIFs of him eating are just.
I love the animorphs. Guy Fieri turns into like a slice of garlic bread.
What?
Oh, what is this? What the heck?
Oh, that makes me want.
We get paid to bottle do this. Just kidding. No, we don't.
Sponsored by Guy Fieri. Just him.
If we ever got sponsored by Guy Fieri, I would cry. I would cry of laughter.
I'd be kind of happy. I hope he'd cater our events.
He'd cater them?
Yeah.
Maybe sweet. We'll get to go on Guy's grocery games and we'd all get to run around with shopping carts and cook food.
I'm down.
And it would all turn out terrible.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how to cook.
I can cook ramen. That's pretty impressive.
No, it's not.
No, it's really not. That was a joke.
I can cook minute rice in 59 seconds.
There you go.
That's awesome, dude.
I put that on my job resume.
How do you spell Guy Fieri's name?
I think it's F-I-E-R-I.
R-R-I.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm sending that. What are you doing? I'm just sending a bunch of gifts now.
He's on Gifly.
All right, perfect.
What a show.
We should do segments where we like have things to actually talk about, like prank calling people and stuff like that.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Currently,
because we called Nick Cannon.
Yeah, but he didn't answer.
He didn't.
But we actually did bring Tim Allen on the show with us. Tim, what do you have to say?
What?
Okay.
All right. What's supposed to happen there?
I'm supposed to give your Tim Allen impression.
We should probably do impressions of celebrities to act like a mock interview. Like we did with Trump.
We should.
You did really let's just say Trump. That live on air.
Yeah.
Maybe I thought for maybe we could like twist their imagination.
We can even do like improv segments of just like all right, you be the you run for president. This is your presidential speech. Go ahead.
Wait, is it my inaugural speech or am I like it's debating like with someone at a podium?
No, it's like your campaign commercial, but it's like your speech.
Hi.
Why should we elect you president?
I'm Jonah Hoy, and I'm trying to become the president of the United States. I know my hair may be the longest thing on my body, but hey, everybody, I think I do a great job in office.
That's all the time we have for today.
Is that all the time?
No, it's not all the time. Okay. Nick's just being...
I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, then leave.
Well, you forgot to say...
We don't want
to
miss the show.
Leave. We don't really need you.
Forgot well, to say, I approve of this message.
Nick Hedrick leaving and I approve.
But he doesn't approve of this message.
Nick Hedrick has left.
He'll be back. Yeah, he left the door open. He'll be back because I'm not closing it.
All
right. What was
we should end the show.
No.
Before Nick gets back.
Before Nick gets back. That's all the time we have. Screw Nick.
Oh, poor Nick.
Well, poor Nick. Just go frig himself.
Whoa. Watch that language, man.
Miller, what would be your presidential speech?
What would be my presidential speech?
Speech?
Like his campaign.
Yeah, my campaign speech.
Like campaign ad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like I'm announcing that I'm running for president.
Okay.
Telling you why. Okay, so Hail to the Chief starts playing, but like it starts really slowly, so all you hear is bum, 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 and then I just walk in, you know, Richard Nixon peace signs in the air. I get up to the podium.
I have a lot of faith in this so far.
The Hail to the Chief breaks into like a hip-hop remix, and then I say, citizens of America, guess what? I'm running for president. If you vote for me, I will just chill. And
I will chill.
I'll just chill. I'll be up here, Oval Office.
Just chilling.
Peacing it out. I'll meet with all of these world leaders, talk to them, get their problems, be like, don't sweat it, man. I got you, fam. And then it'll all be good.
Sam, what would be your presidential?
It would be me just like in a room smoking a pipe in a chair. I'd be in a chair in a library.
A rocking chair?
In my private library, and I'd be reading a book. I'd have a smoking jacket on. I'd say, oh, I didn't see you there.
Oh, classic.
I'd look into the camera and I'd say, oh, I didn't see you there. How's it going? And then
a guest just came in.
Yeah, a guest just came in.
Did you see Nick at all?
I have not.
Oh, he's still in the bathroom? All right. You can take his place. You're probably better than him.
Yeah.
I've heard of many a time.
What's up, Mike? What's your name?
His name's Mike.
Mike.
It's not actually
Tyler.
Mike.
I mean, they don't. Yeah.
His real name's Tyler, but I just call him Mike.
No reason. People listening didn't know that.
Yeah.
They know that now?
They do.
So, it'd just be me saying, hey, I didn't see you there.
Over and over?
You know, no, just one time. Maybe the camera would come in from a different angle and be like, oh, I didn't see you there either. And I'd say, hey, you know what? You should vote for me for president. Nick just walked back in.
Get out of here.
Oh, well,
all right. Well, that was Mike's segment.
Yeah, that was Mike. Bye, Mike.
See you.
Well, that was weird.
That was uneventful.
You know.
Get out of here.
Get out. What would be your presidential?
Yeah, your presidential ad. If you were running for president, your campaign ad, not a presidential ad.
If I can handle cancer, I can handle America.
Yeah. Yes. That's awesome.
That's right. You heard it first, folks. This man doesn't have his own liver.
You know, I feel like that's a good ad. That's a great ad.
That's a good ad.
I know my. If I was running against you, I know my. My campaign against you, like. My TV ad would start out, do you really want a president that doesn't have his own liver? He took it from someone else.
I feel like that would just make you look like a mean person.
I know. Yeah, I know probably it would. But if it was from, like, say you were, like, conservative.
Well, you know how to spin it, right? You'd say, Nick Hendrick has the liver of a terrorist.
Well,
do you want that running your country?
Okay.
His liver's a Muslim.
13% of them is Muslim. Do you really want that as a president?
Do you really want to vote 13%?
I would definitely win if you ran that ad.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's definitely run some of those ads. And he's look at him.
Well, what are you looking up
now? I'm just looking up things Donald Trump did during his campaign and how he still won.
Oh man,
I think the show picked up a bit.
Yeah,
there's not another show till 3. We have time.
Wait, we're doing another show?
No, I'm just saying no other shows start till 3 today.
I don't have any more material.
Well, we haven't had material for a long time. We're just winging it, and it's going quite well.
That's debatable. I guess that's up to the listeners.
If you're out there.
Donald Trump said, it is very hard for them to attack me on looks because I am so good looking.
Oh my God.
Good looking is not the word I would use.
It looks like an orange blonde hair.
Then in reference to Carly Fiorina, he said, look at that face. Would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that? The face of our president?
The World Trade Center tumbling down, and I watched in Jersey City, New Jersey.
I didn't know where
thousands and thousands. Okay.
Now there's an ad.
Forget it. Nobody wants me to read this quote.
Excuse me, advertisement.
You gotta X out of that advertisement.
The best quote is John Mayer when he was.
I don't think that's.
Oh wait, the one about Jessica Simpson.
She was like John, sexual napalm.
Yeah, yeah. He said she's sexual napalm.
And then he said his penis is a bit racist because they only go after. He only sleeps with white girls.
What a guy! What a gentleman!
That's great.
That's the funniest thing ever. That's,
he's truly a gentleman.
Tells her like it is, really.
He plays women as well as he plays.
He's not. I don't care when John Mayer says stuff like that because he's not the president. Yeah, like, if you were the president, I'd be like, come on, don't.
He's a rock star.
Don't say, yeah, that's like, That's what he is. He makes music and is awful to everyone. That's
the stereotypical rock star.
Yeah.
He's much better now than he used to be, though.
That's true.
Back in the day, like Continuum era, he was an egomaniac. He was bad.
This guy sucked.
He put out some good music, though.
He did.
There's 50 of the dumbest George Bush quotes ever, and these are all just gems.
Oh.
George W. Bush. Course, not well, the other one.
Obviously.
It is time for the human race to enter the solar system.
We did that that's already.
I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. For NASA, space is still a high priority.
That's pretty insightful. What else we got?
Oh, boy.
Come on, Nick. Find a good one.
They're all good ones. These are all that's good. The problem.
Did he make up a word that you don't know how to pronounce?
No, I'm just trying to find it. I'm looking for one specific one, and I can't find it.
Is it the for once?
A low voter turnout is an indication of fewer people going to the polls.
Indeed it is.
Great observation there,
I believe,
Bush.
That is a 1-to-1 ratio of direct correlation.
I love the Family Guy where, like, George Bush had a slinky on the stairs, and he was like, you know how, like, when a slinky keeps going, it keeps going?
Yeah.
He's like, Barbara, get over here! Barbara!
I'm the decider, and I decide what's best.
George W. Bush words is what I'm looking at. Bushism.
Oh, here we go. This is
Bushisms. These are the funny ones.
Bushisms are.
Oh, I have an ad. It looks like.
Okay,
they
Bushisms.
They misunderestimated me.
Hold on, listen. So Bushisms are unconventional statements, phrases, punctuations, and schematic or semantic or linguistic errors in the public speaking of former president of the United States. George W. Bush. Wow. I want to see some examples of this.
Thank you, Your Holiness. Awesome speech to Pope Benedict from George Bush.
Wait, from George Bush to Pope Benedict?
Yes, yeah. George Bush. George Bush told Pope
George
Benedict.
George W. Bush.
Awesome Pope speech, Benedict. Your Holiness.
He said, that was the word I'm looking for. The misunderestimated.
Misunderestimated, yeah.
Yeah, that was the word he made up.
I didn't grow up in the ocean.
That's a quote.
The beginning of a quote.
I didn't grow up in the ocean.
I mean, I'd still rather have George Bush than...
Oh, yeah, guy. Absolutely.
Which is... I don't think anybody ever thought they would say that.
Oh, boy.
For all of our listeners who do support Donald Trump.
Sorry.
I mean, hey.
Carefully proceed.
He hasn't... We're not all dead yet, so... I guess it's not all bad.
It's not all bad.
I'm trying to think. Lindsey Graham. Yeah. Senator Al Franken was... He was on, I think... Colbert, and he was talking about funny people in the Senate, and he said Lindsey Graham, he's a Republican senator from I can't remember where, but he said Lindsey Graham was really funny one time, like during the presidential campaign when he was in the running. I said, you know, if you were the candidate, like he said, if I were a Republican. This is Al Franken talking. If I were a Republican, I would vote for you in the primaries. And Lindsey Graham said, I know, that's my problem.
George Bush said, one of the great things about books is sometimes there are some fantastic pictures.
Well, that's classic.
That's fantastic. That's what you want the most powerful man in the world to say.
Well,
I'll be long gone before some smart person ever figures out what happened inside the Oval Office.
All right. Well,
that was interesting.
It's
been interesting.
It has been. It's been fun.
It's been real.
It has been real.
I still don't know what Mike was doing here when I came back from the bathroom.
He was sitting in.
I didn't want to kick him out, but I felt like the listener.
His real name's Tyler, but he said like a couple words and then he left.
You already got one guest.
Well, I figured you needed to roast me, so I just kicked
the door. The door was open. He just kind of came in.
Hey,
he wasn't really wanted. He wasn't really wanted.
That's fine.
Yeah,
we didn't want him in here.
Yeah, he smells.
Kind of invited himself.
Just kidding. He's still in the room.
He's still in the room. He's looking at us. Do you have anything you want to say before we leave,
Mike? Or
do you want to? Yeah. Do you want to come up to Mike?
Mike, come to Miller's, Mike. That's the guest, Mike. You have to share it. Don't do that Mickey Mouse impression.
I swear to God, I will punch you.
You are never being invited back if you do that. Okay.
Just remember, this man is 13% Muslim. Don't vote for him.
Oh wow.
Right. That's right. True. Wow. His liver. That's
true. Well said. Well said.
We need a birth certificate for that liver.
Okay.
On that note, I think it's
time.
You're not signing off. All right. Well, Miller, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Miller.
Thanks for joining us, Nick.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, come back soon.
What do you mean, Nick?
Yeah, you're never coming back again.
But I'm one of the hosts.
Well,
I founded the show.
All right.
You did not found the show.
All right. We can discuss this topic further next week. Until then,
this has been No Boundaries.